Hello, welcome back to another segment of SharePoint Conference Television. My name is Caruana Gatimu, and we're shooting here live on the conference floor to share some of the innovation and thought leadership that's going on right here in Las Vegas. I'm excited to have some of the key members of the International Microsoft Association of Channel Partners with me today, and we're going to talk about what's so great about IAMCP. This is exciting. Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's introduce each of you to our viewers. Christian, why don't you start?
Yeah, my name is Christian Buckley. So I am the chief evangelist for Metalogix, which if you're not familiar with us, we are the largest, the fastest growing SharePoint ISV, headquartered in DC, where we are actually the fastest growing software company in the DC vicinity as well. But I've been in the SharePoint space for a number of years. I'm a three-time SharePoint MVP now. Mm-hmm. But from an IAMCP perspective, I am the co-founder of the Seattle chapter, and I'm currently the president of the chapter in Seattle.
That's great. That's great. Well, yes, we've seen you, and all these are familiar faces here. Jeff, you want to introduce yourself for us?
Sure. My name is Jeff Shuey, and I'm the director of strategic alliances at a company called Gimmel, and we're an ISV based in the Microsoft partner ecosystem. We've been around for about 12 years. Our focus is adding governance and compliance on top of SharePoint and basically adding capabilities to the records management side of SharePoint. So we're very committed to the Microsoft space too, just like Christian said. And I'm one of the co-founders, along with Christian, of the Seattle chapter of IAMCP, and I'm the acting treasurer. And I was recently just nominated to the IAMCP US board, and I'm managing or running the Marcom and the membership side.
Oh, that's great. All of these organizations need the Marcom, right?
It's an
important function. The word out. Absolutely. Yep. And Barb, tell us about your involvement.
You bet. So presently, I am the strategic director of alliances and channels for Caligo Software. And we are in the mobility space based in enterprise content management, where you can online or offline any type of mobile device pull up your SharePoint content management.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. And I think you found it something also very important and near to dear to my heart within IAMCP, Women in Technology.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So part of the Seattle chapter, and under the auspices of both Jeff and Christian, we were able to start off Women in Technology chapters, the first WIT chapter in the United States. And so this comes under the community involvement. Presently, we have over about 45 women that are attending our sessions, and we just kicked off in December.
That's very exciting. I remember hearing about that, thinking, yes, that's great. Mentoring women in technology is always a good thing.
And I should point out, too, Barb is really the connection there, but it's working very closely with Microsoft. So it's a Microsoft is helping with that initiative as
well.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good point. And Ro, my friend from Southern California, welcome.
Well, thank you. So my name is Ro Kolakowski. I'm with a firm called Sixth Street Consulting. I'm the founder. We've been in business for about 11 years, and we focus exclusively on SharePoint systems integrator. We work with a lot of partners in this space, so that's a nice segue into IAMCP in terms of that's where we find a lot of our partners as well. And my involvement with IAMCP is I was one of the founding members of the Southern California chapter about 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I'm the current president of the Southern California chapter. I'm also the vice president of the U.S. organization as well.
Oh, that's great. Such deep involvement. Well, tell folks, I mean, you know, having been in the ecosystem for a long time, I'm pretty familiar with IAMCP, but if somebody's new, can you give them a little bit of a hint of what it's really about?
Sure. I mean, at its core, IAMCP is about peer-to-peer networking in the partner community. And so, in Seattle, the fact that Jeff and I went and put this together, we both work within the SharePoint community, and we started reaching out to various people within the ecosystem there in the Seattle area. And we are heavily dominated by the SharePoint side of things because that's who we know and who we work with.
Right.
But then we met with Barb and other members of the community there and kind of pulled it together. But it's a great opportunity for people across the Microsoft ecosystem. It's not just about SharePoint, especially if you're in the SharePoint business. I mean, like, Ro, your company does things in SharePoint but touches other areas, other technologies, where if you don't have the expertise or you don't have the personnel to go satisfy a customer needs, is that you can reach into that partner ecosystem and get that help.
Right.
So it's about finding connections, finding partnership opportunities, finding customer, shared customer opportunities. Yeah. So it's just an extension of what we're already doing, coming to events like this, the networking, but on a regular basis in our home network and then expanding outside of that network.
And that local community aspect is always very important. And, you know, I've seen a lot of that partner, the customer sharing and partnering on opportunities. It seems very vibrant. And also it seems like, you know, people can understand that they don't have to be a large company to be involved in IMCP.
Right.
Isn't that right,
not.
Jeff?
That's definitely true. So, in fact, we're in the SharePoint community today, obviously we're on SharePoint TV, but we have a lot of partners that are not necessarily in the SharePoint space. Sometimes they're system integrators that focus maybe on project or might do custom dev shop on Visual Studio. Mm-hmm. Some are ISVs, where I work for an ISV, but some others are ISVs, and some are training partners,
yes.
And some are maybe to develop other things for kind of learning. But the main thing is they don't necessarily have to all be from the same ecosystem. They don't have to be all SharePoint, they don't have to be all Project or Visual Studio or BizTalk or whatever other products. They can sort of span the gamut, and that actually works really to their advantage, but also to the local IMCP chapter, because you might come to a meeting and find somebody that has expertise and training on a particular product or project you're trying to figure out, and or you might find an ISV that you didn't even know was kind of in your backyard.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, we're all so busy. There's a lot of overwhelming information. There's so much change in the business space right now with the different technologies that are coming through. You know, for me, it would seem like this is a grounding opportunity to meet with other people who are dealing with the same business challenges. Do you see that in the meetings?
Quite a bit. And I think the biggest thing that we're able to share in these meetings is how to work with Microsoft.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
There's a lot of questions. There's also a lot of fear around working with Microsoft. And how do we either get started or how do we even begin to get to the right people? And especially in the Seattle chapter, we're able to share all that information and be able to work with each other shoulder to shoulder to make sure everybody becomes successful.
Yeah. And I found it to be a really receptive audience. I've presented at a couple IMCP meetings. Very receptive to information, very receptive to partnering. And you know, Microsoft is a large and complex organization. You need someone to help pave the way so that you're getting to the right person at the right time.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And I was just
going
to point out the fact that a great example of that is the changes to the Microsoft Partner Network, to MPN,
yes.
and to the certifications, to all those things. This is a great way for people to stay plugged in on the changes that are happening, and when you're engaging with Microsoft, and this doesn't matter if you're a large ISV or you're an individual, like independent consultant, it's for anyone who's a registered partner of Microsoft can participate within this community, but can come and find out what are the impacts of those changes? How does it impact the way that I work with Microsoft, that I work with the partners?
Right, exactly. And especially as we roll out new features and these new products and what have you, it's very important that you have a strategy around business planning. And I know you've certainly done that in the SoCal chapter down there. As things have changed, you know, what's your perspective from being a little bit further away from Redmond is a bit of a different experience.
Yes, so we have a fortunate circumstance where our chapter has both offices in Los Angeles and in the Irvine area. And so we get some good field engagement from Microsoft. And one of the great things is there's Christian, you brought up the fact about smaller companies, and you asked about what size companies. And the IMCP is such a great entry point for a lot of partners who just joined the ecosystem or really are just trying to figure out how to work with Microsoft. Because Microsoft is a massive company.
Right.
And you come into an IMCP meeting and all of a sudden, you start understanding the groundwork, the ecosystem, you get introduced to the right people, and it becomes much more easier for you to expand and grow your business. When we first started with IMCP, we are 10 employees. We are 30 employees now, and a lot of that had to do with partnering that we did at IMCP and talking to the right people, because you can't. Everyone at Microsoft has a different job, so you want to make sure you're talking to the right person.
Right.
Yeah, and we change jobs quite frequently,
all the time.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, making sure that you're constantly building that network and building those relationships is very, very important no matter what territory you're in, and it's also true globally as well, because isn't IMCP a global organization?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yep.
It's the International Association
yes,
of Microsoft.
Yes, that's right.
Partners,
that's the
So, I mean, obviously, we're all part of the U.S. portion of that, but it's something that they're, like, you know, some of us work for companies that do a lot of international work, and so I'm constantly out of the country. And one of the things I always ask if I go into a region for another event or to meet with a partner is I ask, who are members of the IMCP that are there? Because you just never know. I mean, how we run our chapter meetings, in which we took the template from other chapters like SoCal, when we look at the way that you guys have done things for so well, and I would say that they're also the largest chapter in the U.S., and look at and learn from what you guys have been successful.
Exactly.
One of the things that we do is that anyone attending those sessions, we do introductions. We'll get like 30 people at a meeting, and we introduce ourselves, and we say, here's successes that we've had, so we'll share the fact, like, we actually partnered our companies together through IMCP, but we'll also say, here's what we're looking for. This is the type of work that we're doing, but here's specifically the type of partner that we're looking for. And so there's just opportunities right there to start conversations.
And can I add to that? Because we had an incredible situation happen in one of our chapters. A first-time attendee had just signed up for IMCP. During the round of introductions, raised his hand and says, I'm looking for a dynamics partner because this is a pitch that we're working on. The guy literally right next to him says, I'm a dynamics partner. Those two started talking. Within 2 weeks, they closed a $300,000 deal. And that would not have happened had he not had that form to discuss that opportunity. So it's great. And the nice thing about IMCP as well is you go to these meetings all the time, you start to recognize people. And we all know that people do business with people, right? So it's nice that it's company to company, but it's people, and it's a great platform to get to know people and build relationships.
Definitely. Because people change home companies as well, right? You go from one organization to the next. And I find as a professional, the network of people that I know is as much part of my business value as the technology I'm capable in or other skills that I bring to the table. Do you agree with that, Jeff?
I do. What we find is, in fact, it's a good chance to talk about membership, is we have predominantly people join as individuals. So you join as an individual, but we also have an option if a company wants to join too. So you can have a group, sort of a blanket covered, so you might have maybe a training company or a company that has regional offices, you might want to have some blanket fee and have your X 10 people or however many people want to join. So we make it so, first and foremost, it's mostly by the individual because individuals do change. I mean, I've changed companies a few times in the last few years, and the reality is it's that you hit the nail on the head. It's the knowledge or subject matter expertise and that network of people that I know that is that value chain. So people know me for certainly being a SharePoint guy and being a Microsoft guy, and that sort of carries along with me. And similarly, like Ro just mentioned, there are cases where people will show up and they sort of don't know what they don't know. So people show up for a meeting, and we didn't talk about it, but every meeting is roughly the same. You show up, you have a little bit of networking time. A lot of times we have lunch, and at IMCP meetings, at least ours in Seattle, there is a free lunch. We do provide lunch.
Nice.
And free parking, too.
Free parking, free lunch.
We make it really easy for people to show up and engage, so people get a chance to meet and kind of share what they want to do, and also to ask for what they're looking for. And then we usually have a speaker, and then at the end, there's more time to network. And what works quite well is sometimes people show up, they sort of don't know what to expect. So we kind of help them by doing a little bit of a round robin introduction, the usual, who are you, where are you from, what does your business do? And a lot of times, just like Rose said a minute ago, there are people who are like, either I'm looking for a dynamics partner, I'm looking for a training company, or I need SharePoint skills to roll out a particular type of solution, and they sort of bubble to the top. And just by that introduction, it can lead to certainly engagement, education, and then hopefully to deals, and that's what brings them back.
Yeah, that's great. And it also speaks to, without even knowing it or being very formal about it, you're also mentoring people in how to do this, right? And I always see that also in women in technology groups and elsewhere where, we all have to learn how to kind of be in this social system that we're working in, right? And do you see that in the work that you're doing in IMCP?
Yes, quite a bit. And just a brief add-on to Jeff, our last meeting, we had what we called speed dating. So we actually went around the room and shared what we do to see if we could possibly match up on either jobs or whatever our companies were jointly doing. And I know a number of people came out of there with some definite strong contacts. And in the WIT community, we're actually going to be doing speed dating at our next one, which is going to be very interesting because we're also going to be doing mentoring and mentee applications with it. So we're going to do speed dating to see what each other does. And we're also going to be looking and matching up mentors with with mentees in the same perspective. We also are getting very engaged at the University of Washington. There's the STEM program, and getting actively involved in what's going on that. I just served on a panel on that on Saturday, and getting the IAMCP name and also the WIT chapter name out there quite a bit. So we're starting to get recognized both at the university level, and then we're also going to be picking a high school to sponsor. So we can start to get more girls involved in what's going on in technology.
That's absolutely,
and
that's so important. Now, one question that I had that I thought was interesting from before was, so you have a bunch of folks in there who may, in some situations, be going after similar customers. How do you handle, you know, feelings of difficulty around competition or conflicts of interest? And I think when you're a more seasoned professional, that's less of a concern. But somebody who's new might have questions about that.
And that's actually been, I think we hear that question, you know, a lot with people that are new coming in. And it's one of those things. When you have a relationship with people within the community, that's less of an issue around that. I mean, a great example in the Seattle chapter is that at the time Barb and I worked for competitors. And we were very friendly. We had overlap. We were both product companies. We had overlap in one or two areas, but we had areas where we didn't overlap. And it was kind of like an agreement to not compete if there were opportunities that we would present to each other.
Correct.
And where we actually did some like territory mapping and introduced salespeople together.
Yes.
And we closed some business.
Jointly.
And we just agreed that we would not go and compete. If we brought something that was in that space, they would not compete in that area.
Correct.
But we were able to do and work together to do the right thing for the customer.
Right.
Yep. And I would credit those over the last 2 years for being a big reason why it actually led to the acquisition of her company, of my company. So, but it had to do because of that co-opetition, that friendly co-opetition that happened. Now, that you don't have that example every day of that, but you do have strengths of the individuals of the teams in those areas where, you know, great examples of one partner was talking about how they just didn't have the bandwidth and some of the expertise in the area. So they referred the kind of a gentleman agreement and referred it over to a competitor because they knew they could come in and could serve that customer.
Right.
Because it's about serving that customer.
Right.
And ultimately, and they did that because they were confident by serving the customer better, the customer would trust them.
Right.
And, you know, that, and that's exactly the way that it's working. Worked out. So, but then you also, the other half of that, you don't know in 5 years what the makeup of what that could be.
Yeah, you really don't know. And I think that also leads to relationship building within the community.
Very
because
much.
You know, I've always tried to operate. I have no idea who my next boss will be.
Right.
Right? It could be anybody I know. So you want to treat people as if they're, you know, how you want to be treated. I think it speaks to it. And whenever I think of great examples of that, I also think of you, Ro, and I think of you and Justin Slagle and how you work together down there and really worked that territory. So you mentioned about territory mapping and being a little more intentional
and
about
transparent.
It. Transparent about it. Don't you think it also happens organically sometimes in the meetings themselves as you build relationships?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you guys have brought up a couple of great points. You brought up the point about mentoring. You brought up about the trust and relationships. And I think one of the fastest ways to get trust is to make sure you're mentoring other people. That builds a lot of credibility and trust. And then when you see that, you understand that people are fairly mature and professional, and you get into situations where competition is the right word. There's a lot of great synergy between partners working together, even though they're competing in the same space. So we have people raising their hand all the time and say, "I do SharePoint," and this person says, "I do SharePoint," and this person says, "I do SharePoint," and you might have initial reaction like, oh my God, just I can't say anything in front of them. But you come to learn what they actually do in SharePoint. You figure out, wow, that's actually additive to what I'm doing.
Right.
And actually, I can partner with that person.
Right.
And so we actually find a lot of that in like I said, if there are 12 meetings a year, it's 12 opportunities for lunch. And it's just a great way to get to know people and really learn how to work together.
Right.
You never know who knows who. I mean,
exactly.
No, you don't. Or who's going to know who or how those relationships are going to evolve. And you brought up a really key point because just because you say you do SharePoint, that could be anything.
Right. Yeah.
Right? It could be training, adoption, workflow, BI, collaboration, publishing. It could be anything. And so, you know, really understanding the depth of what other people's knowledge is super helpful.
Right. And another point
to kind of pile on to what Christian was saying, is some people I've never heard them flat out say, I'm not going to go to an IMCP meeting because my competition is there. But I would say that's exactly why you should go, because your peers, I'm not going to say competition, your peers are there.
That's right.
The people that you want to do business with are going to IMCP meetings, and they are closing deals.
That's right.
That's the bottom line is your peers are there. You should be there, too.
Right. And I think it's about that friendly ability to learn by being in the right environment. You're talking about mentoring, right? I learn a lot by watching other people that I respect conduct themselves. All of you are included in that, right? So it's informative to me to watch, how do you introduce yourself, right? How do you talk about solutions? How do you, you know, make sure that you're speaking your value proposition? I think that that's really helpful for
me.
It's super helpful, absolutely.
It's also as important to understand is that the people that go to IMCP want to partner, want to connect, want to network.
They want to work
with
you.
It's a positive additive experience.
These are the people that you want to connect with.
And one thing we haven't talked about is, we talked about it before we came on camera, was about giving back. And what I found is a lot of the people that are involved in IMCP, it's not like they're not giving back, but it's a great common way for people that can join an organization, IMCP, and together we do a couple things. One is for IMCP, sort of an organization at the Worldwide Partner Conference, there's a golf game, and those people get together, and you get to sometimes play golf with certainly your peers, but also with Microsoft execs too. But you get that couple of hours of time with them, but also some of the monies that come from that go back to sometimes the local chapters or for other ways to give back. So we do try and figure out ways so that collectively we can provide more value back to the community. And like with WIT mentoring in itself is, in and of itself, is huge, but giving back is a big part of what we try and do, because we're part of this big ecosystem of hundreds of thousands of partners, and how do we basically make our, not just our jobs, but also our community's lives better.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I personally feel very fortunate to be a part of the Microsoft ecosystem, and so being able to mentor other people, give back, be involved, get engaged is really wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you guys are all great examples of that. Thank you so much for coming and joining
you.
And having
Absolutely.
This conversation.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Very exciting content. And for those of you who've been watching, it's going to be available on Channel 9 tomorrow, so you can come and see the segment yourself. You can also see highlights from all of the conference activities on Channel 3 in your room. My name is Caruana Gatimu. I'm with Microsoft IT. And if you want to get engaged and continue this conversation, go to IAMCP.org. Find your local chapter and go to a meeting and check it out. There's so much to do in the SharePoint space, and it's all very fun. Let's get busy.